Declassified spreadsheet shows FBI relied heavily on media reports to support Steele's claims. By Christina Wong on October 13, 2020. Recently declassified FBI spreadsheet showed that the agency relied heavily on media reports to back up allegations of Trump campaign Russian collusion made in British ex-spy for hire Christopher Steele's dossier. The 94-page spreadsheet, first reported by CBS News's Catherine Herridge, shows each claim from the Steele dossier listed in one column, and supporting evidence for that claim in another column, which in many cases were news reports, including some that used Steele as a source. Herridge tweeted late Monday, the FBI spreadsheet was part of a broader effort to corroborate the Steele dossier claims. She added, while lightly redacted, the Bureau spreadsheet shows the FBI relied heavily on media reporting to back up claims about Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and others. Herridge noted that in one case, the source for a Yahoo report the FBI used to back up Steele's claims was Steele himself. A former senior FBI intelligence officer, Tom Gill Sr., told Herridge that relying on media reporting was not standard. Any effort to corroborate a report should include a variety of intelligence sources, including imagery intelligence, human intelligence, signals intelligence, as well as clandestine intelligence collection platforms for verification, he told Herridge. You don't rely on media reporting. The dossier was paid for by the Clinton campaign in early 2016 through law firm Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie hired Fusion GPS, which then hired Steele to produce the anti-Trump dossier. The dossier was then circulated to the Obama administration's FBI, DOJ, and other agencies, as well as to Democrat and Republican members of Congress. The spreadsheets show that the Clinton paid Fusion GPS Steele dossier that claimed collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia was funneled to the FBI, which then relied on media reports, including those planted by Fusion GPS and Steele, for evidence for those collusion claims. The spreadsheets also show how seriously the FBI took the dossier's claims, by producing spreadsheets in the agency's attempts to vet the claims. The FBI also used the dossier to back up applications for surveillance warrants against former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Special Counsel Robert Mueller ultimately found no evidence of a criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, after a several years long investigation costing millions of American taxpayer dollars. The spreadsheet also lists Steele's primary subsource, a Russian analyst who lives in Washington, D.C., Igor Danchenko, to back up the claims. Danchenko told the FBI as early as January 2017 that he provided Steele with rumors and gossip from six subsources in Russia, and did not personally verify the information. The spreadsheet also includes unverified allegations from a memo compiled by Cody Shearer, a longtime associate of the Clintons, according to the Daily Caller. Shearer had provided then State Department official Jonathan Weiner with the memo, who then gave it to Steele. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.